This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Good news, bad news today for home buyers. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the average rate on a 30-year fixed fell last week from 7.8% to 7.6%. That's the good news. The bad news, you can see this coming, I'm sure, is that the average rate on a 30-year fixed is still 7.6%. That's just an additional challenge for would-be buyers in this economy. In a real estate market where they're already dealing with way not enough homes, lots of interested buyers, and information overload about how to navigate it all. Kind of makes you look at it and say, shouldn't there be an app for that? James Rodriguez covers housing for Insider, and he wrote recently about the quest for an Amazon of real estate. James, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So look, I'm exaggerating here only a little bit, but you can basically refinance your mortgage at an ATM if you figure out which buttons to push. And I guess my question is, why have we not been able to disintermediate the home buying process yet?
You know, I think that's a question that a lot of people have been asking, specifically over the past 20 years. You'd think back to when companies like Zillow and Trulia came around and they revolutionized one big part of the home buying process, which is the search process. And you know, in the decades since that innovation, you've had companies claiming that they can revolutionize the rest of the buying process as well. And they've raised billions of dollars promising to make it simpler, less complicated, less frustrating, have it all in one place. And it really, that really hasn't happened yet. And actually what it boils down to is home buying is such a complicated transaction. And it's regulated by this dense web of not only national laws, but state and local laws as well. And so that's been tough to overcome.
What I hear you saying is it's not so much a technology problem, right? The technology exists. We just can't. It's a human behavior thing, right?
Exactly. So I think what people are working on now is bring the transaction in one place, create something like a housing super app or an Amazon of real estate to guide consumers through every step of the process, not necessarily cut out steps of the process, but make it easier to navigate.
So Zillow, since you mentioned it, is working on this, you know, housing super app thing. First of all, what do we know about it?
No, the truth is not a lot. They've been teasing it for the past couple of years, but the details have been pretty scant to this point. What you kind of imagine, though, is something, you know, that kind of funnels the consumer through every step. And that's kind of what they've been pitching to analysts, is this kind of one-stop shop where, yes, consumers still have choice in terms of, you know, where they get a mortgage from, where they get title insurance from.
Right.
But guiding consumers through every step of the process, I think, is kind of the name of the game and what companies are chasing right now.
Four words for you. Real estate agent lobby, right? I mean, they're not going to be in favor of this for a second.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is what we actually saw during the pandemic is when home buying gets more difficult, people actually do rely on agents more. You had more buyers using agents in 2023, 88% of buyers than they did in 2019 when you had 82% of buyers using agents. And so that's another challenge as well, is how do you replicate that purely through an online app? And I think what some companies are saying is, you know, we don't want to get rid of the agent. We want to work with the agent and incorporate them in this process. And you have brokerages as well that are chasing this kind of super app or end-to-end system as well.
Right. Just to bring the news into this, though, there was that case out in Kansas City about the National Association of Realtors and, you know, realtor fees and all of this. And I'd be really thrilled to get rid of losing 6% on my sale, you know?
Well, that's the really interesting thing, too, right now, is you have these two massive multi-billion dollar class action lawsuits. A verdict came down last week, $1.8 billion in favor of these plaintiffs, who are this huge class of home sellers who say that they basically got ripped off by being forced to pay not only their agent, but also the buyer's agent as well, which is typically how home sales work. And so it's actually a really kind of seismic decision that I think will have a lot of ripple effects. We've already seen more lawsuits being filed. You know, there's a lot more to come on that front.
So getting this back to the idea of an app and trying to do as much as can be done online, on the theory that technology will eventually win out, because that's kind of the way society seems to be developing, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years until I can buy a house soup to nuts on my phone?
You know, it's tough to roll out kind of a nationwide app right now. There are companies that will do kind of a one-stop shop for you right now. I think that the big question is, how willing are consumers to submit so much, you know, power in this whole process to just one entity? And what's tough is creating kind of this one-stop shop that's right. actually taking over or providing a really meaningful solution to a big range of people.
Right. Amazon, but for home buying. James Rodriguez, he's a senior reporter at Insider. James, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.